and the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush and Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop, your one-stop shop for your Christmas shopping. You're looking for decor for your home. They've got you covered on that. If you're looking for gift ideas, boy, we're telling everything now, but, man, you go there. You can have a Clemson Christmas, which I told myself I'd never say again, a Clemson Christmas, in every room of your house and get all your Christmas shopping done. Tiger Sports Shop. Just like take an hour in there and then you'll leave with a lighter wallet, but a happier heart. Two locations to serve you. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123, always open at tigersports.com. Texters pointing out, hey, we scores in the high school playoffs. Might I suggest, and I'll give him a shout, Mike Vaughn has a Twitter account. It is at GoGustoSC. He is giving score updates of the big games this week in the state. Oceanside and BHP are currently battling. And per Gusto, 4 minutes ago, Oceanside has the ball midway through the second quarter, up 7-0 on BHP. So we'll keep you posted on that. We put up the bat signal sometimes even unknowingly, and Tim Beret just knows. He knows when we need some guidance. He joins us right now. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic.
You've seen more games at Alabama's Coliseum in the last week than the last couple of weeks at Clemson, I guess.
That's correct. Also, many Alabama basketball fans, I'm learning, have not been to their Coliseum. So, there's that.
I just wanted to give you a buzz and give you a little bit of a different perspective on the committee and you guys, rightfully so. And everybody on social media has gone through all the different scenarios and facts about, who's in the playoff, who should be in the playoff. But there's one thing that nobody talks about in regards to the committee. The basic thing is, the committee, what they issue is an opinion. And a big factor in that opinion is formed on everybody in the committee by the video that they watch. Having, worked with Dan Radakovich when he was on the committee, I know for a fact that he watched an unbelievable amount of games every Sunday before he got on the plane and went to Texas or wherever there is. And a lot of the opinion, a lot of the polling that's done is based on their opinion from video of games, and I don't think there's a feeling that, well, we have to justify Team X being ahead of Team Y because of this fact or this strength of schedule. When they get in a room and they sit and talk, a lot of what they say is determined, or what they think is based on the video that they have and what the eye test is. And so I think that's why you have some variants that might not make sense to people on some regards, but I think that's one of the intangibles that people don't think about that really exists.
See, I like that, Tim.
I sat beside Dan, I believe, coming back from the West Coast. I don't know when he was on the committee, and he had his laptop that the committee gave him. I want to say he could watch a game in 35 minutes. It was condensed, and it had every single game on that laptop. And I told him then, why is the committee not selling this data? you're right. He did watch a lot, and I hope that they all are. My point on that would be, and they need to watch them, but at the same time, how – how can you ignore something as tangible as a win and a loss?
So you're talking about head-to-head?
Right.
Yes, that's right.
So in 1993, Notre Dame beat Florida State on November the 13th, the next to the last game of the season. And at the end of the season, after the bowl games, Notre Dame was 11-1, Florida State was 11-1. Florida State was voted number one, Notre Dame was voted number two. They not only won the head-to-head, but it was just two games removed. It wasn't early in the season. And all the AP voters said, well, Notre Dame's loss was worse than Florida State's loss. Notre Dame lost at home to Boston College, who was 9-4 that year. And Florida State lost at the number two team in the country at Notre Dame Stadium. So that's kind of like what this is here, is that Notre Dame has two losses to two top 15 teams. Miami has two teams that are not in the top 25. So it's the same logic.
That's interesting. And I guess when you put it in 1993, my thought there is, aren't we smarter now? Like, we have Sagarin and SP Plus and FPI, and we have all these metrics that can determine, even outside of my own eyes, okay, I might think this team is better, but I can actually sell it, which is kind of my point on Notre Dame and Miami. Like, to me, Notre Dame and Miami should both be in. Like, Sagarin has Notre Dame 2 and Miami, like, 6. They both should be in my opinion, if we're trying to find the 7 best at-large teams. And yet, it just feels like there are some times where we're, like, the committee is just falling back on, well, they beat more teams that we ranked. Instead of, we have this plethora of information that you could cite from outside sources. Like, in high school and college, when you write papers, they're not going to let you just cite your own words in quotes. You know, you got to go find outside sources. So I've always sort of wondered why the committee doesn't do that. And you're basically saying maybe the committee, and this is sort of what I believe too, maybe the committee doesn't have a rationale. Maybe it actually is because I said so, but the chairman can't just go out there and say that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I get back to what I said at the beginning. At the end of the day, it's an opinion. And everybody has an opinion, and they have different ways of forming their opinion. No, I look at Texas Tech, and I think people's image of Texas Tech is that they're really a good team. Why do we feel that way? Because there was so much publicity in the summer about how they were spending more money than anybody else. Thusly, they must have better players because they're spending the most money. And that seemingly has carried on through the whole season, that they must be good because they spent the most money and look where they're ranked.
That's a great point. That's kind of, and I wonder your thoughts on this too. We were just talking about the narrative that people tell, or the story they tell about your season, is the most important thing. The story they tell about the losses. If the story that people told about the Alabama-Florida State game was that, sort of what I've been saying, that Alabama had no chance to prepare for Florida State at all, and once teams did prepare for Florida State, they had a much easier chance of beating them, then that would lead you to believe Alabama's a better team. If you were telling yourself that Texas is basically as good as Mississippi State or Kentucky, and not that Texas didn't play at home for a month and they were just playing road games constantly and they were a much better team at home, it impacts how all those results are viewed. And I do think some of the, like, what you look like getting off the bus, I think Notre Dame certainly benefits from having played for a title last year. I think Miami in some ways gets dinged because they haven't been playing for it, you know? So it's the I think the storytelling part is interesting too, and that I'm talking to a legendary SID here, so I know you know the power of storytelling.
Yeah, that's very true. I've been kind of fascinated by, I mean, the national media, though, so many people have said, well, like Ben says, well, head-to-head, what can be bigger than head-to-head? And there might be 95% of the football fans in the country feel that way. But that doesn't matter. All that matters is the 13 people on the committee. And if the 13 people on the committee have watched every Notre Dame game and every Miami game, and they come away feeling, well, I think Notre Dame's a better team. I can't give you, I know they won head-to-head, but right now at the end of the season, from what I see and watching all the video, I think Notre Dame's a better team. And that can seems to have been an overriding factor than the head-to-head, because if it didn't, then Miami would be 10th and Notre Dame would be 12th.
That's a great point. Tim, as always, you bring logic and reason to a logic and reason conversation, and we thank you for it. Always great to visit with you.
Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Tim Beray joining us right there. I really do believe that. Like, if you're just asking me who are the best 12 teams in the country, Notre Dame, Miami are both getting in for me. And that, again, if I'm just going to use the committee's format, it's because I said so. You can also look at Sagarin, SP Plus, FPI. They would tell you the same thing. Ben, have you seen the news about Penn State? Did you see the white smoke at Penn State?
Yes, but put a pin on that for just a minute.
Okay.
I'm looking at the committee's top 12.
Yes.
Right now. I don't necessarily agree with the order. I think I agree with those 12 teams.
I do,
which,
too.
As you said, includes Miami, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, Oklahoma. I think they have the correct 12 teams right there.
Yeah. And you know what? Because of our system that we're in, I do think this needs to be said. Because of the system that we're in, two of the 12 best teams in the country are not going to be playing in this field. Because the ACC decided that their tiebreakers were what they were, and because we're putting a group of five team in there that's just not of the caliber of a Boise State last year.
Yeah, I don't think whoever the group of five is, I don't think is one of the top 12. And I don't think whoever the ACC winner is this year is going to be one of the top 12. Now, if some of y'all just want to go just strictly to eye test, and let's – my opinion is the only thing on the planet that matters, and I'm just going to go 1 through 12 and not worry about conference championships or any of that, or I'm not going to worry about wins. I just think – I'm not going to worry about losses. I just think they're better, therefore they are. Then good luck with that 5 years from now.
You know, and I appreciate you saying it that way, because there has to be a limiting principle somewhere where, like, your eyes tell you that Miami, let's just use Miami as an example, that Miami's one of the better teams. But, like, how many losses do they have before you just have to defer to not your eyes? Three losses? Four? Five? How many losses before we just decide that I don't care what they look like going off the bus or what I think in my brain, that the results of the games that were played have to take some weight here?
Yeah. And, again, I think I feel so strongly about this because there's so many arguments in my opinion, you have to throw out when you're talking about Notre Dame, like conference. How do you ding somebody for being in a conference when Notre Dame is, checks notes, not in a conference, you know? But if you're just going by, I mean, if we just want to go eye test and forget everything else, the committee is actually correct in the top 12. I believe that. Again, I don't know necessarily the order. I haven't paid much attention to the order because it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, the top four matter. And I certainly think the top four are correct: Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, and that would probably be my order. But let's just go top 12.
I like where your head's at there, because I think we're going to end up going 16 because there are going to be a couple teams left out here, and then Texas is also going to get left, even though Texas doesn't deserve to be in.
Let me just tell you, Southern Cal is not a top 16 team. Okay?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
All day long, they are not.
They did go over the win total that I told you they were going over last year, so I was not wrong just early on Southern Cal. I'm not wrong just early. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I want to know your thoughts on some of these matchups, because there are legitimate stakes. There is also, and I know it doesn't feel like it because for whatever reason the conversation is not reflected in the country, we have a 1-2 conference championship game in the home state of the two. It's like the most massive deal ever. We'll discuss that on the other side. Hour 2 of the program continues right after this.
Want to be closer to the action on game day? Check out Hunter Quinn's brand new townhomes at The Landing at Clemson Marina. These luxury maintenance-free homes are perfect for Tiger fans. Wake up on game day just minutes from the stadium, skip the traffic, fire up the grill, and make it to Death Valley before the first tailgate tent goes up. And after the final whistle, you can be back on the couch before the post-game press conference even starts. The Landing at Clemson Marina, your tailgate headquarters.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Buy your beautiful Fraser fir or Fraser fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. They sell out quickly, so be sure to get yours today. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar.
105.5 and 97.5 FM.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
All right, hour two continues. Out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. We told you it is a jam-packed sports weekend with the NFL, with college football, championship games, a lot of good college basketball, NBA. That's where Underdog kicks in, folks. It's the best place to play daily fantasy. You're just going higher or lower on your favorite player stats. It's incredible. It's just an incredible thing. And you can do it right now. You can start right now with Underdog by downloading the app, using our promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. The two biggest games this weekend, this is where the pregame shows are going. You've got the Big Ten Championship game, 1-2, Ohio State and Indiana. That is one of the two nightcappers at 8 o'clock. And the only exclusive window on Saturday belongs to the SEC with Georgia and Alabama on ABC. Ben, which of these two games, I'll frame it like this. Which of these two games excites you more, Indiana, Ohio State, or Georgia, Alabama?
I don't think I am speaking for the majority, but actually Ohio State and Indiana excites me more because I have not seen that. I probably have more questions about those two teams. There hasn't been a reason to watch Ohio State this year. From an outcome standpoint, player standpoint, I mean, sure, but I mean, it's been, you just felt like you knew what was going to happen in their games, and it pretty much has. And same for Indiana, for that matter. I mean, they've had a couple of closer than should have been games, but for the most part, I mean, they just killed people too. I'm really interested to see how those two stack up. Like, do we come in here on Monday and Indiana's pulled the upset?
I think they could. Now, in our contest, I took Ohio State.
Yeah, I did too.
And the reason I took Ohio State is because I just think their defense is suffocating. I just think it's suffocating. Now, last year, Ohio State, Indiana was men versus boys. We did see that. And you're intrigued because we haven't seen it this year. I think I'm more intrigued in that game because we did see it last year and it exposed Indiana in a way that they were then further exposed against Notre Dame. And then the reality is that this year we had the Oregon game where Indiana goes out to Oregon, beats them by 10. That tells you that Indiana is a higher caliber of team. That tells you that Indiana is not the team that's just going to get physically trounced by the Ohio States and the Notre Dames of the world. But to what extent is that true in a neutral venue where it's in Indiana's home state? I said that before the break. But Ohio State is it's going to be a partisan crowd probably. Well, there's some reason to think maybe it won't be, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I do want to see. I'm curious. How close is Indiana to Ohio State? Not from a skill standpoint, but this is about lines of scrimmage to me. Because if Indiana can compete in the lines of scrimmage, you could argue Indiana has a better quarterback. You could argue that Indiana has a good enough defense to be able to keep Ohio State down. And if that's the case, then this is going to be a war for 60 full minutes where we're not going to know till the last possession of the game who wins.
I do think Indiana's offense is better than it was last year. But I'm not ruling out that Ohio State's defense is better than last year.
Ohio State,
and I know we're talking about the national champion, but I think it could be.
To me, the thing about Ohio State that is so impressive is that they have allowed an average of 3 offensive points per red zone trip this year. 3. They've given up 7 touchdowns. They've given up 6 field goals, and they have gotten off the field 7 times. It is so incredibly difficult to score touchdowns on Ohio State in the red zone. It's incredibly difficult to score on Ohio State anyway. Like, I saw a Vegas number, which Ben's not allowing me to do team totals, but I saw a Vegas number that Indiana's team total is 21.5. I mean, I kind of think that's crazy that Indiana's team total is 21.5. Because nobody scored 21 on Ohio State. Like, if Indiana's in the 20s in this game, they're going to win. They're going to win because Ohio State hasn't had to play a tit-for-tat game with anybody. And they really haven't faced an offense that threatened them the way this Indiana offense can threaten you if all the gears are clicking with that offense.
I think Indiana wins this game if they are clicking. Like, if their offense, and we've seen that this year, when it is at full form, it is unbeatable. That's just a tall task. I personally hope it happens. I just think that's a tall task against Ohio State.
Oh, I would love nothing more than to be wrong about this game.
It is. I am just fascinated that Mr. Ohio State took Indiana, and Mr. Indiana took Ohio State. And of course, I'm talking about you and Walt.
Oh, yes. let's go to Walt Neptulis. Thoughts on this matchup. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Gluck. Hey, Ben. Yeah, it's too funny. Look, I have no real conviction. I have no real conviction on anything this year. I'm not going to act like I've had all the answers this year, because I certainly haven't. But I do think this. Above all else, the thing we're sleeping on is this game. I mean, when we need to talk about whether this game is as good or equal to the SEC championship game, this is the best championship game we've ever seen.
Yeah.
We have 2 unbeaten teams who have plowed through everybody, who have been 1-2 pretty much forever, and it just can't get any better than this as a football game. I mean, it's just incredible. These teams are both way better than Alabama and Georgia, in my opinion. And, you know, and the thing with Indiana is, it goes back to that game, Clark at Outson, Ben. That second half, they held Oregon to like 40 total yards. Oregon, with all those weapons and maybe the number one pick in the draft in Dante Moore, they held them to 40 yards. And what's really amazing is they did it with 3 linebackers as a base defense. Those guys never came off the field. When they had the lead in Oregon's throwing, they kept 3 linebackers on the field. If they can do that against Ohio State, Ohio State's going to have a long day too. I mean, I just think, and I think that's what they want to do. I mean, these are 2 incredibly well-coached football teams too. I mean, I really think Indiana's the most well-coached football team in America.
Agreed.
And, you know, the other thing is this. As a part of this whole game, we have the likely 2 leading candidates for the Heisman Trophy. Whether people like those guys or not, Mendoza and Sayan are probably the 2 front runners, and the only other possibility is Pavia. And so we're to have that element. We also have, in my view, 2 of the top 3 or 4 receiving corps in the country. Indiana is one of the only teams in America that actually can match Ohio State in that regard, and we've already seen that. So, I mean, I'm excited for an insane game, and I think part of the mentality is we are still thinking that this is Ohio State and Indiana, and I'm just not sure that this is your father's Oldsmobile Indiana anymore. And I think they proved that when they went to Autzen. And I the most impressive thing I saw in the whole college football season was half two at Autzen when Indiana held that team to 40 yards in their own building.
No, that's 100% right. And they're going to need to do that again. And that's whether you believe that was a repeatable performance or whether you think that was sort of the pinnacle for Indiana, that's the question mark. The other thing Ben just pointed out, these teams have not, like Indiana played a close game at Iowa. That was like a million years ago. Yeah. But they have decisively won every other game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ohio State's been doing it all year too, decisively winning every game. So we don't even, there's not even like weaknesses that you can uncover with these two teams.
No, that's right. And you get, again, in terms of the dominance element, the only other team in the country that fits in that category is Texas Tech, which people keep sleeping on. You know, and I know Tim had mentioned before that we view Texas Tech because of the preseason acclaim that they got. I don't think that's it. I mean, I think a lot of people just haven't even watched them. But that team has won 11 games by 22 points or more. That's insane. And that includes beating Utah and BYU by 22 points or more. And most of them have been 40- and 50-point games. And their only outlier was the four-point loss on the road at Arizona State when they played without Baron Morton, their quarterback. But other than that, they've been a similarly dominant team. And I think they're as good as anybody. This is going to be a fascinating playoff. I mean, the whole Notre Dame-Miami thing is fascinating, too. I think they both wind up in. I mean, if Alabama loses to Georgia, I know Alabama never loses to Georgia. I don't know why I still think they are going to, but if Alabama loses to Georgia and the expected happens, and I think BYU is going to show up. I think this will be – they only gave the ball to L.J. Martin 10 times in that first game. He's going to get the ball more in this game. I think they'll show up. But I think the outcome is going to be the same. If Alabama loses to Georgia, then I think that Florida State loss comes back to life, even though I personally view conference championship games as bonus games. I think it takes a level of achievement to get there, other than Duke. It takes a level of achievement to get there, and I don't think you should be able to back up from that. You know, I don't think somebody else should be able to jump you when you lose what's a bonus achievement game, but that's not the way the world looks at it. So if Bama loses to Georgia, then I think the Florida State loss comes back to life, and I think they're the team that gets knocked out. And then assuming Texas Tech wins, then that puts Notre Dame and Miami both in, which actually I think then you'd have the best teams. I'm not a believer in Alabama. I think Simpson has been holding them up all year. They have no run game. I think they've clearly been fading late. Auburn was incredibly charitable in that game, or Auburn would have beaten them.
Auburn should have beaten them. I mean, that's the thing that I can't get out of my mind is the Auburn game, where you've got Auburn, this team on life support, that's just moving it. Where Alabama's up 17 and Auburn just is like, okay, fine. And they just moved for two whole quarters.
Clock, like 20 different ways in the last three quarters. They dominated the game. Simpson threw for 120 yards against Auburn. Daniels threw for 275. And Auburn dominated the last three quarters of that game. They just kept putting the drop passes, fumbles. I mean, there was one sequence where I think they fumbled like three out of four plays, you know, and they got a couple of them back. But yeah, I think Alabama is the worst of those teams, and because they just have no running game, and I think Simpson is worn down. I think they've asked too much of him, and so I think they're losing to Georgia, but I don't trust Georgia entirely either. How about this? If Georgia loses, why couldn't they be out? They've played nothing but close games all year. They just barely beat Georgia Tech in an ugly game. If Georgia loses, why couldn't they be the team out?
That's a great point.
Why are they better than Miami? Why are they better than Notre Dame? Notre Dame beat them last year in the playoffs.
I think it's a great point. By the way, I think this is the most electric segment that in the history of radio between three guys that are a combined 33 games under .500 in our station picks contest.
Yeah.
I think this is just this is legendary stuff right here. Can't pay for this.
Well, hey, you two are worse than me. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's true. Walt Deptula, Road Rage 3-7. Thanks, Walt.
I'm worse than a coin flip. So, I mean, really, I just pick up any common coin off the street, and it will be better than I am this year.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, let's take a break. Oh, before we take a break, let me tell you about Wendy's. You know, I've tried to eat healthy at lunch today, and I really just wanted a Snickerdoodle Frosty. That's all I really wanted. But alas, we made different choices. But nobody said anything about between lunch and dinner what I'm going to do. And so Snickerdoodle Frosty it is at your local Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County Wendy's location. Order on the app. Download today. Get that right now while you still can. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Alabama-Georgia game. We'll have more to say on Indiana-Ohio State and the rest of our picks as well. 654-ROAR, you want to get in? Hour two continues after this.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Our great partners at Whataburger are fixing to open a new location, and they're pulling out all the stops with their brand new store on Woodruff Road right in front of Target. Join Facts on Sports Live as John Height and I take the show on the road Wednesday, December 10th from 9 a.m. until noon. We'll have station swag along with a special menu offering from our friends at Whataburger. They've taken the Carolinas by storm, and now they're opening a new location, Whataburger, in front of Target on Woodruff Road. Don't miss it on Wednesday, December 10th.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, we continue on here in hour two of the program. Thanks for joining us. Going out of bounds. Talking conference championship games on conference championship weekend here on a dreary Friday afternoon. 654-ROAR, you want to get in on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. Great weekend to shop at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It is, this is like soup, chili weather. Every single ingredient you need for chili, every single kind of soup on sale at Ingles this week. We told you that. Like days ago. So you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be shocked at that one. You can get things like, you know what? If you just want to throw some steaks on the grill, boneless sirloin steak, $8.98 a pound. Get some of that. I love Coke products, 3 for $6 into 2 liters, buy two, get three free. I do have Indiana in my dock though.
You got the over, don't you?
No, I don't. You know what else is happening in Indianapolis tomorrow? Indiana is playing Louisville at 2:15. So there is a 2:15 Louisville-Indiana basketball game in Indianapolis. Mere hours before the Indiana-Ohio State football game at 8 o'clock. This could be one of the greatest athletic days in the history of Indiana football. You beat Louisville on the basketball court on a neutral, and then you go fight to the death with Ohio State, who's got 600,000 Big Ten championships, and Indiana doesn't have one. I'm taking the points in the basketball game. I think the football energy will translate to the basketball gym. Both these teams lost in the midweek. Indiana lost at Minnesota. Nico Manved, by the way. Good on you, buddy. And then Louisville, we know, lost at Arkansas. So two teams reeling a little bit, maybe looking ahead to this matchup. I think I'm taking the points here. I think Indiana covers the spread. I think they went out right, but I get 5.5 points in a game in Indianapolis before the Big Ten championship game. Yeah, I'm going to take Indiana plus 5.5 against Louisville.
I'm just glad Louisville gets to be in a football championship environment.
That's incredible.
Jeff Brohm?
That's incredible, man.
Show him around.
Show him around. By the way, speaking of Jeff Brohm, Penn State does have their coach, and it's not Jeff Brohm. It's Matt Campbell.
That's a done deal?
That's a done deal, supposedly, Ben. The white smoke. They have, this is my opinion now, they have stumbled into a better hire than like 9 of the coaches that they were linked to.
Stumbled is the correct term there.
Like, I don't give them any credit for this. But I think Matt Campbell's a great hire for Penn State.
And others have tried to lure him away from Iowa State and have not been successful, so... They're very fortunate to, at this point, they are very fortunate to get Matt Campbell. And is he a step up from James Franklin? Yeah, no, probably not. But that's, I mean, there are very few people in college football that were available that would be a step up. So
here are, here's a fact about Matt Campbell's Iowa State tenure. He is fourth all-time in school history at Iowa State in win percentage. Here is when the careers ended of the three coaches ahead of him. 1906, 1912, and 1919. So right after World War One. The other one is he ended with a 567 winning percentage. He is the first in 8 coaches, including Dan McCarney, who's a good coach, and Gene Chizik, to end the Iowa State tenure with a winning record. The last coach to do it, Earl Bruce, whose tenure ended in 1978. He was 36-32. And he was the only coach to have a winning record at the end of his Iowa State tenure since 1919. So Matt Campbell's one of two coaches in the last 106 years to have a winning record as a head coach at Iowa State. This guy's going to win at Penn State.
By the way, you've heard the song, right?
I'm sorry?
You've heard the Penn State song?
No.
What?
I have not heard the Penn State song.
Mickey played it this morning. Oh, I may have to play a little bit of that.
Oh,
it is Hall of Fame worthy, my friend.
Now I'm very intrigued. Oh, I can't wait for this now. I can't wait for this. Yeah, I need to hear it. I need to hear this.
You know what? Because the people ask. Yeah, it is.
It's worth it. It's good.
It's that.
How
good.
Have I missed it? I feel like I'm the king of parody songs.
Well, because you were on an airplane last night.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, I'm so glad this song came out yesterday because we would have been cheated out of it.
We fired James Franklin at 3-3. Thought we'd get a head start. Thought we'd finally be free. We made a big list with a whole lot of names, but every coach we called said, I'm good, thanks. Now it's signing day morning, and I'm looking at the stats. Montana State's ahead of us. How the heck they managed that? We're searching for a coach and losing recruits, watching four-star dreams put on other school suits. The portal's on fire, our class is down to two, and even Missouri State's doing better than we do. Yeah, we're searching for a coach, and somehow losing crumble cookies too. Franklin took his buyout, rode off in the night. Next day he's eating crumble at Virginia Tech site. He stole half our roster and our signing class too. Left a blue and white crater where our future once grew. And did wild use coach said no. Pretty wild when the Mormons ghost you first, you know. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and losing recruits. Every phone call ends with, nah, man, I'm good. The stadium's empty, more starting to droop. We're getting bodied online by a pastry group. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and losing 5 stars in a line like soup. They say don't make decisions when emotions are high. We panicked in October, and this is all we got. A list full of almost, an inbox full of no, and a fan base crying louder than a saxophone solo. We're searching for a coach and losing recruits. Used to be a player.
So you get the point.
That's a really good song. Are you kidding?
It's incredible.
That's like I would listen to that. Like in my life, I would listen to that.
I would point out two just tremendous lines. Number one, 4-star recruits putting on other school suits.
Great. It's great.
That is, that will be used for eternity now. Also, we've been bodied online by a pastry group. That's the, that is. Texture, Leah. I got a feeling you may hear that one other time today, too. Yeah, Walt saw that, sent it last night. Mickey played it this morning. John Ziegler. It's Zigman Freud on Twitter. John Ziegler, if y'all want to find that.
That's really good.
I know Walt reposted it, so you could just look up Walt. That's what you need to do.
So,
but that is unreal.
So, yeah, they stumbled into a better hire than all these other coaches that they tried to hire. Matt Campbell's going to win it.
Matt Campbell is a better fit there than Satake.
Yes.
He might not be a better coach, but he's a better fit. I mean, Satake at BYU, they're made for one another.
Do they not want somebody who's going to, like, come and have a legitimate professional operation? I mean, Matt Campbell was interviewing with pro teams. There were people that said he was waiting on, like, Notre Dame or Michigan to open. Penn State is as close to those as you're going to get. Like, if you want to get back to that neck of the woods, you could have done so much worse than Matt Campbell. And they tried. And they failed to do worse than Matt Campbell. So they have ended up, again, falling backwards into a really good football coach.
Despite our best efforts, we have found a better coach than we were looking for.
Truly. All these other coaches got extensions when they could have hired Matt Campbell. Yeah, man. Go ahead and walk. Go ahead and leave. We'll take Matt Campbell. That's incredible. Let's go to Bob, who's up with us next. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, hey, guys. Appreciate you letting me get in here.
Yes, sir.
I heard you talking about Matt Campbell. Thought I would just give my two cents. I've kind of been pulling for him the last couple of weeks, and I know Walt Deptula thinks that he's terrible, but based on what I heard last night. But my son played football in high school and had, you know, several fall college visits, and Mount Union was one of them when Matt Campbell was the offensive coordinator there. And I can tell you that was the best visit he had out of, you know, all the small schools he went to. My son ended up at PC as an invited walk-on, but had injuries, whatever. But yeah, he's an awesome guy. You know, I think he can build a winner. He was a part of the whole Mount Union thing, which I know is Division III, but he kind of carried over to Iowa State. A couple of little tidbits too. I hope he takes his defensive coordinator with him. John Haycock, I actually grew up with and went to high school with. Done a good job there. And his brother Jim was, you know, Ohio State's former defensive coordinator back when Tressel won it. But I think it's a great hire. And, yeah, you know, maybe he's not Franklin, but at this point, I don't know how they could do any better. I'm kind of excited for him. Been pulling for him ever since I met the guy, you know, 15 years ago. But I think it's kind of cool to watch that progression for him, and let's go see what he can do. Oh, I know what else I want to tell you. So Clemson has a compliance person who used to be at Iowa State, and I've chatted with her this summer, and she's a huge Matt Campbell fan, working with him out there, you know, when she was at Iowa State. So, really solid guy, and hope he does well. I appreciate you guys letting me in.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good stuff about Campbell. I mean, if your issue was that you just got tired of James Franklin, which maybe they did, you were going to get a worse coach than James Franklin, and you kind of took that risk. But Matt Campbell's resume is not that dissimilar to James Franklin's when he took the Penn State job. Both had kind of dead-end jobs, have resurrected programs. There are some similarities, but Campbell's not a grading personality. So I think it's a great move. I do. In the final hour of the show, we will get to conference championship games. We'll continue to roll through these. We'll get to the rest of our picks on the station. 654 Roar, if you'd like to jump on the final hour next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators at 864-556-8002.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho